I just want to share one verse with you tonight. I've had a really busy week. Maybe you did too. And then traveling up here is always an adventure, especially when you stop in McDonald's, which should be classified under abominations, in my opinion. But nonetheless, there we were. So, but there's a wonderful verse in Romans chapter 15. It's often used as a benediction. And in our chapel, when you leave the sanctuary and you walk through the double doors, right on the wall opposite of those doors, we felt to put this verse from that the Apostle Paul has for us here. Chapter 15, verse 13. Now, may the God of all of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that wonderful? Let's just unpack it a little bit here tonight before we come forward for communion here. Now may the God of hope, I'm going to talk this week a little bit about hope, fill you with all joy. Joy makes a difference, doesn't it? When you have the joy of the Lord, it makes a difference in everything. I hope all of the staff, you have the joy of the Lord while you're here at camp. You know, it's good. It's good to enjoy a good laugh. It's good to have the fellowship. But you need the joy of the Lord, because that is, Brother George said, that's your strength. The counselors are going to need the joy of the Lord. Otherwise, you might lose your happiness, right? You need that joy of the Lord. And so we have this wonderful request here of that God would, the God of hope, will fill you with all joy. But then the next thing he says is peace. Peace is everything, right? You could have everything in this world, and without peace it means nothing. It's so true. And there's nothing like the peace that comes when we have Christ in our hearts. And then he says, in believing. Those three things we could take with us tonight by the Holy Spirit. No matter where you are, what's going on in your life, no matter what your circumstances, situations, these are things that are purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. And they're ours for the taking. You can't earn them. You know, you never make yourself righteousness enough to say, well, now I can have the joy and peace. You're never going to reach that. It's all through the mercy and the grace of Jesus Christ. And so we come as we are. And what a wonderful gift that is, that you can come as you are and say, here I am, Lord. I'm here and I'm coming boldly to the throne of grace. Why? Because of Jesus Christ. And I'm coming expecting the joy of the Lord. You know, you may feel sometimes you don't deserve the joy of the Lord. Well, that's just a trick of the enemy. You know, I never understand sourpuss saints. Yeah, I met a lot of them. You know, they just look so holy, but they don't have any joy. I don't know. I never understood that. And then I'd met saints, old saints, who were just not physically well, but they had joy. And you could tell they had joy. You know, I like to tell the story of one time when I was working here at camp. I was trying to have a joyful time. But there were a couple who felt I was too joyful, and they told me, you know, you're being too silly. And I was. They were right. And so when I saw them, I made sure I, you know, put on a holy face. Like this. You know, I was pensive, and obviously I was trying to show I was thinking of the Lord. Well, then here they came around the corner, and I would be being silly, and then I would just be... Some people would say I was being hypocritical. Some of the sourpuss saints would say that. But then, you know, there was another woman up here, and she said, she got a hold of me, and she said, "Keith, you need the joy of the Lord. You're in your bag. You're down." And so when she came around the corner, I had to smile. And I'll never forget the sad day when I was walking with her, and it was a knee kick reaction, but she slipped on the gravel over by the men's room there, and down she went. And the last thing she saw was a smile on my face. Now, that's not a righteous thing, but it happened. Now, we need the joy of the Lord by the Holy Spirit. And that comes by just saying, "Lord, this is free because Jesus Christ purchased that for me." So for you counselors, when you're down there, you can claim joy. You can say, like the kids say, you know, you can have a day when you're just in your bag and you don't feel like you've had enough. If he asks you one more time, "Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something?" And you can say, "God, I just take your joy. I take your joy." Or when they get out of hand, you can say, "God, I take your peace." You know, it's all up to you for the doing. To just say, "Lord, I know I can have this. Give me your peace. Tell me how to handle this." He goes, it all comes down to in believing. And what does it say there? "That you may abound in hope." And here's the last part. "By the power of the Holy Spirit." The Holy Spirit has the power to do that for us. For our guests that are here, for whatever period of time, for the staff that is here, for the counselors that are here, here is two good things: joy and peace. Just believe, "God, you're gonna help me with this, and I'm going to abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Father, we pray that you will accomplish this. We pray, God, that we'll be good takers. Lord, we have a tricky enemy. And he likes to get in our head. But we have a Savior who purchased everything for us. And Lord, we don't want to just have spiritual amnesia. We want to remember why Christ is our joy, he's our peace, and he is our hope. And it's all through the power of the Holy Spirit, which he has made available to us. He is with us. He's here with us. And we thank you for that, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We ask God, as we prepare our hearts now to come before the table of the Lord, that you'll impart yourself as we partake of these elements tonight. Help us, oh God, we pray, by your Spirit, never to just do this, but to come remembering and knowing that, Lord, you are able to meet us and indwell in us in a greater way. We want to be partakers of Christ, each of us, oh Lord Jesus. And so we prepare our hearts, Lord, and we thank you for this. We're thankful that we can come boldly before that throne of grace, that's available for us. And so we do that all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.